Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here, have another booster while you still get COVID anyway. Yep. And entire generations of Americans had that experience. They will not anymore. The FDA no longer recommending COVID vaccine boosters for healthy Americans under the age of 65. This is actually really, really clever what is going on right here. This is obviously the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, it's underneath Health and Human Services. In other words, under RFK, right? So what does this mean? Well, people who never needed COVID shots will not have a recommendation to get them. This protects an entire generation of kids from getting the COVID shot. Thank God for that. Let me tell you why. It's very clever what RFK has done here, along with Dr. Marty Markery and Dr. Vinay Prasad. They're simply saying to the shot makers, game's up. The COVID shot is the only one. You don't have to present a trial to the FDA, trial data. So they just haven't. Trial data covers two things: efficacy, which means does it even work? The answer is no. And number two, is it safe? Because of the emergency use authorization. So what happened is RFK just ended that and said, okay, we'll approve COVID shots, but you're going to need to show us trial data, safety and efficacy. Here's the bottom line, folks. They can't. They can't show that. Because it's not safe. We are saying, and folks, I've long since stopped. These studies are collecting on my desk. I mean, just crosses the blood-brain barrier, modifies your DNA, causes cancer, causes turbo cancer, causes recurrence of cancer, affects miscarriages, increases the miscarriage rate, interferes with women's periods, on and on. I've got a whole folder. I mean, it's huge. I just stopped talking about it. Most of these studies are done in other countries and they're ignored by the American media as they tell you put the booster in your arm. Not anymore. So basically what they're saying is, you want us to keep approving this shot? Stop making us sue you to get the fatality data. Stop making us sue you to get the physical harm data. You are going to present it like every other shot maker does. And, you know, if it's got some efficacy, i.e. if it works to stop COVID, if it produces antibodies and it's safe, we'll approve it. Nope. Hand us the data. Here's the unspoken part. They can't. They can't do that. They know it. So this is going to end the COVID shot. They have the fig leaf here of saying, well, okay, if you can demonstrate the COVID shot, we'll generate antibodies in people 65 and over, and those who are very ill, we'll let you give it to people who are dying anyway. I don't say you're dying if you're 65 or older, but you're elderly, who are crazy enough to take the thing. For what reason, we don't know. I mean, folks, when they last left us, they were telling us the lie that it was, remember, 96% effective. And then it leaked out of the CDC that internally they were actually discussing it. And not only was it not effective, you were more likely to get COVID if you took it, which I think was the goal. And that's where they left us. And people who don't get real news just went right on taking the boosters. Not a lot, thank God. But the great news is that babies born next month and the month after and the one after that and the one after that, they're not going to get this shot. It's not approved for them. And it's only a matter of time before the whole plug gets pulled. Because I'm telling you, they cannot demonstrate the safety or efficacy of this shot. That is the last thing they want to do. It's going to end it. You know what needs to happen with this next? Any kind of mRNA vaccine needs the same standards. Do you realize the lawsuits, and by the way, RFK was part of these lawsuits, are still ongoing with the COVID vaccine to try to get the basic fatality data? It's crazy. Anyway, and they're right about this. You probably hear some Democrats screaming about it because it was like the closest thing that their party will ever have to a sacrament since they don't go to church. But the thing that they're saying is like, look, this is what other industrialized countries are doing. They don't recommend this for babies like we do. You're supposed to get your first vaccine when you're 6 months old. Dear God. Folks, think about this. No safety data. No clinical trials. What safety data there is kept under wraps for the most part. And making their case for the new policy. So this is going to end the COVID vaccine. It's just going to be slow. You know, it's going to be fascinating to watch. What does Pfizer do? What do they do? What do these vaccine makers do? Do they just pull the plug on the whole thing rather than turn over the trial data? Or do they turn it over? Make it public for the first time. You can't hide the trial data, although they've tried. And folks, understand something with this shot. This is the big scandal of us, and this will really be the big scandal going forward. I won a reporting award for my work on the flu vaccine. I got actually Associated Press reporting award for it, a nationwide award for it, and I learned a lot about shot trials. The shortest those ever go, we do them in other countries, and we kill a lot of people when we do it. We maim and kill them as we get the shots right. It's very unfortunate. We do it in India. We do it in Africa and other poor nations where people don't really have recourse. We don't test them on our children. And so I wrote a whole series about, like, you know, the morality of that. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it, you know, whatever. The shot trials, bare minimum, 7 years. That's how long you need to find out, you know, for women to take it, get pregnant, find out if it affects the baby, find out what's wrong and fix it. Many of these shot trials go for 15. What was the shot trial in America with the COVID vaccine? You were the trial. Except they hid the injuries and the fatalities. We still don't have all the numbers on it. It's incredible. So this is the end of it. Unless they can make it safe and make it work. I'm betting against that. So is RFK. So is the FDA. So we have honest people running those institutions now. Thank God for that. Generation of kids won't get that shot in their arm. Or another, or another, or another, or another. Countless lives will be saved. And this is going to be one of the biggest scandals of the century. When we get all the data, and we will. We'll get it eventually. Nancy!
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Teammates tweet yesterday, potential gubernatorial candidate and Republican congresswoman from out on the coast won the most, just won the most expensive primary in 2024 in state history. As Republican leadership tried to take her out to punish her for taking out Kevin McCarthy, she won. Yesterday tweets, she's going to present a naked photo of herself on the floor of Congress. So that got my attention. Shares a nude photo of herself during the House hearing. She says was taken without her consent. Now, it didn't show. I mean, she's clearly nude in it, but it didn't show much. She described it as a naked silhouette of herself that she said was taken without her consent. And she doubled down on allegations of sexual abuse against multiple men, including her ex-fiancé. He strongly denies that anything of the sort ever happened. So she doubled down on this yesterday. It's a super weird situation. SLED has been investigating this, whether the man or men involved deliberately might have had photographs they shouldn't have had. This investigation has been going on since December of 2023, so that's a long time. SLED once again said, hey, listen, at the end of this, we will turn over what we've collected to a prosecutor. Prosecutor can make a decision whether they want to do charges or not. So this is under investigation. What that means, I have no idea. Again, everyone involved strongly denies anything of the sort. The former fiancé called the accusations made during the hearing false and outrageous. She accused him and others of the worst thing that you can do to a woman outside of killing her. He says he's never hidden cameras. He's never harmed any woman. And the accusations are just false. They're malicious and deeply personal. He says, I've never raped anyone, he says. Nancy Mace made these claims only while standing in Congress because she's shielded by legal immunity. In other words, he can't sue her for libel for whatever she says as a member of Congress on the floor. If she believed them to be true and there was evidence to support her accusations, she would say them outside the chamber and away from her public role and protections and pursue them through proper legal channels. She has not done so because she cannot. It's a very strange situation. She says she's doing this to advocate for legislation. It's a voyeurism legislation that she has sponsored. She said she was not aware that she was being filmed and photographed and put one of those photos up on the floor of Congress. So, folks, I got to tell you what, representatives from South Carolina are nothing if not colorful. Okay, speaking of colorful, Jake Tapper, in retrospect, probably never would have booked himself. CNN anchor Jake Tapper, an inveterate liar. Probably never would have booked, which is not a good thing if you're a journalist. Probably never would have booked himself with Megyn Kelly if he could have seen how it would turn out. Here's Megyn Kelly confronting Jake Tapper on his, I don't know how else to describe it besides brutalization of Laura Trump for saying, look, Biden's got this weird stutter. He does because he has dementia.
Well, I mean, we'll start with the Laura Trump issue that you referred. Here it is. This happened in 2020.
Joe Biden, as we all know, has worked to overcome a stutter. How do you think it makes little kids with stutters feel when they see you make a comment like that?
First and foremost, I had no idea that Joe Biden ever suffered from a stutter. I think what we see on stage with Joe Biden, Jake, is very clearly a cognitive decline. Okay. That's what I'm referring to. It makes me uncomfortable.
You are so amazing.
You're trying to tell me that what I was suggesting was
I think
stuttering.
That you were mocking his stutter. I think you were mocking his stutter, and I think you have absolutely no standing to diagnose somebody's cognitive decline.
And it's very concerning to a lot of people that this could be the leader of the free world.
Okay.
That is all I'm saying. I genuinely feel sorry for Joe Biden.
I appreciate it. I'm sure it was from a place of concern. We all believe that. Laura Trump, thank you so much.
Do you want to apologize to Laura Trump now?
I've already apologized to her. I called her months ago.
And what did she say?
I mean, I don't want to disclose the contents of a private conversation, but I thought the conversation went well. And she has said this publicly, so I feel fine sharing it. She said that she would never mock anybody's stutter. But I mean, after we did the research for this book and I realized how bad his acuity issues were, I called Laura Trump and I said, you were right.
She was totally right. That's the thing, because when I watched that clip, and I'm giving voice to what a lot of people watching the show are feeling, Jake, I feel angry because she was right. And not only did you not allow her to make her comments, but you seemed to try to humiliate her. You had a hostility toward the position, but she was totally right. And then you lectured her on how she was in no position to diagnose cognitive decline, which you guys do at length, including on page 4 of your book. You describe at length his cognitive decline, which is all she tried to do with you. But you had such a visceral reaction to her. And my feeling is that's because you didn't want to hear it.
I'm happy to talk about this. I didn't come here thinking that you weren't going to ask me about this. I'm happy to talk to you about it.
No, I know.
The first time I saw the coverage of Laura Trump's comments, which were interpreted as her mocking Joe Biden's stutter, was in January 2020. I read it in conservative media. I read it in the Daily Mail. And that's where I saw that her comments were being interpreted that way. After those comments were publicized, it got a lot of coverage. And Sully Sullenberger wrote an op-ed in the New York Times criticizing her about this. So that's the context for that, that I was following up on a story that had been out there months before. This is also in the context of October 2020, a very intense time. People on the Biden side are saying crazy things about Trump. People on the Trump side are saying crazy things about Biden, including Don Jr. suggesting that Joe Biden is a pedophile. So that is the larger context.
That was his daughter, but okay.
Her comments have aged well. My comments have aged poorly. I own that. But I think what is significant is, in addition to me owning that, the reporting that Alex and I have done, which is beyond just, and when I say just, I don't mean to diminish it, but the comments of Joe Biden making gaffes, saying things stupid, tripping, are all important and all deserved to be aired and all deserve scrutiny. But as you know, Megan, because even though you look 30 years younger than me, we're roughly the same age, Joe Biden has been saying stupid things for decades. Okay.
Okay. Here's why I didn't get a pass on this. This is yet another example of the cycle of abuse by the mainstream media toward conservative media. We get it right while they mock us. We get it right when it's important. And they call us conspiracy theorists. That's always the tell that what we're saying is correct. Only for the mainstream media to admit later, when they successfully covered for whatever Democrat they're helping with their lies, that we were right. The admission never, ever comes when it's needed. It's only after the fact, when the lie has lived out its usefulness. That's what he's doing here. And this is a new set of lies, folks. A new set, you know what? To distract from the question. The one that really matters. Who is the shadow government? Who was operating the auto pen? Were they making the decisions or were they answering to who was? Who was that? If I was a Speaker of the House, I'd have a committee start subpoenaing these people. I'd go all the way through it under oath. Did you operate the auto pen? No, cool. Who did? Who'd they answer to? Who made the decisions? You know what we're learning this morning? It just gets more shocking. You know the cabinet meetings? Fake. They faked the cabinet meetings. They did multiple takes over and over and over so it would look like they were doing a cabinet meeting. So you have your Treasury Secretary, your Defense Secretary sitting there play acting, saying the same lines again and again to prop up Joe Biden.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.